The title of this essay is Protecting the Aura. When you are not present, you are essentially a sponge for other people's energies. If you are not healthy on some level, be it physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, you are unprotected from other people's energies. I do not think most people realize how often their moods are influenced by those around them, more so than their own choice. Since you are not creating your reality, but co-creating it with any number of folks you come into contact with on any given day, it pays to have some awareness for shaking off other people's vibrations from your own. The following exercise has been shared many times in the chat room, but I offer it here as a visual tool. Bear in mind that there's going to be some photos mentioned in this essay, so if you want to see the photos, you'll have to go to the website and click on Protecting the Aura to see them. The aura can best be described as the extended self's awareness beyond the skin. The aura is highly sensitive to energetic influences. In many ways, its interactions could be considered your sixth sense, as you encounter the world metaphysically long before your physical body ever registers the external environment. We see proof of this when a highly negative person enters a room and you feel them before they ever open their mouths. The external influence touches your aura. That encounter triggers the appropriate chakra. The chakra is the translator from energy level awareness to physical body awareness. The chakra downloads the information to the associated gland in the section of the body best associated with the information. That gland then secretes the appropriate chemical to alert the nervous system that an event is occurring. The brain receives that information and, comparing to data on file, initiates an appropriate reaction. This downloading from energy level to physical matter takes place in an instant. The results of it could be a woman meeting a gentleman for the first time, and for whatever reason the brain determines, she crosses her arms over her chest in a defensive posture. That is the end result of that chain of information being digested. Obviously, it may be erroneous response, but given the amount of possible outcomes to our daily interactions, the brain does a fairly good job protecting us from others and ourselves. The problem with other people's energies is that they are creative in nature and tend to stick around long after the person has moved on to other distractions. What this means for you is that if you are not awake and aware, this person's emotional baggage may suddenly become your own. The person with the most awareness or highest vibration in the room is the most powerful creator present. If you are distracted, then you may not be the most powerful creator in any situation. So how do you shake off the unwanted creative energies of people you encounter every day? There is a very simple exercise that will work wonders. If you sit quietly away from distractions, you will actually feel the effects of doing this exercise. Of the human body, the hands are our most effective director of energy. Mindful intent is the engine that drives it, but the hands are our primary physical tool for the sense of touch. As such, the hands are also an effective control switch for the aura. To prove this to you, I want you to make the OK symbol with both hands as demonstrated in the photo below. You will notice a sudden pull inwards of the energy around you, like a blanket being drawn around you to protect you from the cold. That is the aura being drawn in from its natural expanded state. The distance the aura expands outward depends on the individual. Experiment with this phenomena by releasing the OK signs. Then wait a few moments and do the OK symbols again. You should, if in a quiet space, be able to easily sense the pulling in or drawing in effect. doing this drawing in and then reversing it, pushing outwardly, works to shake off any debris you have picked up during the day. It is something you can do discreetly during the day to keep the aura and thus your entire creative energy system refreshed. To push the aura outward, you make a steeple with your hands, fingertip to associated fingertip of the opposite hand. Shown in the photo below, it is important to push against the opposite fingertip. You should feel an immediate pressing outward of the energy around you, like giving you breathing space. Incorporating this practice into your daily life will keep the aura free of negative energies of others, and will also serve to keep you mindful of self and the present moment. This guarantees that you will remain the most powerful creator in any situation, and be able to deflect negativity naturally. Asleep, you react or are in receive mode. Awake, you are free to create and prevent with intent. Hope this tool is of use to you. Certainly, if you come into contact with a very angry or negative person, using the OK symbol discreetly will minimize the amount of you that they will come in contact with. After they move away, which they often do when not finding a willing audience, you can do the OK to the steeple exercise, leaving several moments between reversals.